The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Well, I don't always like talking to Kevin Johnson when the stock market hasn't had the best day because he's always so up and about. But Kevin Johnson, not the greatest day for the Australian Stock Exchange.
No, there was a pretty serious bout of profit-taking going on today. We sort of sensed it yesterday. You could see some weakness coming in the market late. Then, of course, the US market was a bit meh. But, you know, let's face it, they've gone up 30% in about 2 months, just saying perhaps it might come down a little bit more tonight. So that was just an excuse. Let's throw everything out today. Let's take profits left, right and centre. We'd seen that happen in the lithium space only a week or two ago. Any news they're looking for to try and take profits, I think, is the key thing. There's a lot of big, good performance here and there. So, yes, out it went. Down 52 points. Sound like Myra or David Jones having a sale today. Down 52 points, 6,135. So probably undone the last few days' upward movements, as it were.
Now, you were telling us yesterday, Kevin, that there might have been a little bit of movement overnight in the US in regards to the gold price. Did that move and did it have any impact, do you think, today?
Yes, no, it did come off $10 last night and down another $4 today to $1,336 a spot gold price, which in Aussie dollar terms is still $1,650, so it's still a pretty healthy number. We'd seen that with some of the gold price shares yesterday. Carried on a bit today. They're all down 2 and 3 and 4%, some of them because of poor quarterlies, some of them even despite that sort of drifting around at the moment. There's not a lot of momentum towards gold as we speak. And I look at my valued stocks, large cap, which I usually rely on for this program to talk about what's been going up, and not one of them is up. They're all down, every single one of them. So
across the board,
I have to now go to the percentage movers for the day to try and find some up stocks. And if you see a few energy stocks in there, Star Pharma, one of the hot biotech stocks, has been doing well, up another 4.5% today to 164. Cenex Energy up 4%, they're trading at 40. Well, what do you got? Westgold, they went against a trend, up 5 to 160. Cooper Energy, another energy stock, was up a cent. Harvey Norman were up 9 to $4.50.
Lots of TVs being bought.
Well, maybe. That's exactly right. Reminds me I was going to do that, actually. Sandfire up 13 to $7.30. Meyer up 1 cent to 64.5. It's a struggle to find an up stock today. Currency-wise, it's coming back down despite, well, business cards. I think I'll jump in December. Since July, the market went down 50 points on use of that. So, a lot of faith out there in businessmen and business people and what they're doing at the moment, or their views at the moment. Currency-wise, it's coming down a little bit. It's 80.7. If you're buying euros, $1.53. If you're buying sterling, a bit cheaper as well, down to $1.74.
Good on you, Kevin. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, mate. Talk to you tomorrow.